I'm Peggy Sellers, and this is The Daily Thread, helping you find the thread of God's presence in your daily life. I love to sing. As far back as I remember, I would always sing, until someone made a comment to me about my singing that made me extremely self-conscious. I thought at the time that it meant that I did not sing well and that I shouldn't sing in front of others, so I didn't. But later on, some high school friends talked me into joining the chorus, and I loved it. Still not confident, but it was okay to join in with a larger group of other students. When I was in my freshman year of college, I ended up rooming with two music students. They encouraged me to sing with them one time at a church. First time I ever did that. Can't say I did well, but it was a start. If you know me at all, you would know that I still love to sing. I wouldn't say that I have the gift of music, though. I'm still very self-conscious and insecure. But I would say that music has been a gift to me. In 1 Corinthians 12, the Apostle Paul talks about spiritual gifts. He says in verse 1, "Now, concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I do not want you to be unaware." In verses 2 to 7, he makes three important points. First of all, it is by the Spirit of God that we come to call Jesus the Lord, and it is the Spirit that distributes the distinctive gifts to believers in Jesus. And thirdly, it is the Spirit who makes evident or manifests those gifts for the common good. In verses 4 to 7, Paul shows us how these gifts are provided by the three persons of the Trinity. As we just looked at, it is the Spirit, the same Spirit, who gives these diversities of gifts. Paul gives examples of these in verses 8 to 10. The gift of the word of wisdom or knowledge, the gift of faith or healing, working of miracles or prophecy. Verse 11 says, "But one and the same Spirit works all these things, distributing to each one individually just as he wills." Verse 5 shows us the involvement of the Lord, Jesus, in these gifts. "There are varieties of ministries and the same Lord," Paul wrote. Every gift is given for the purpose of serving Jesus and serving his body, the church. As scripture reminds us, everything that was made through Jesus and for Jesus. He is the minister of these spiritual gifts, the head of the church, the master whom we serve with the gifts of his Spirit. Verse 6 says, "And there are varieties of effects, but the same God who works all things in all persons." The Father is at work, bringing about a result by his power, displaying his activity in his people whom he has gifted. He inspires the gifts and makes them effective for his purposes, for building up the body of Christ. This podcast is meant to be about change and transformation. This is what the Lord has shown me. I pray that it is the word that we need to hear, that you need to hear today. God changes us, changes the church, changes the world as he works in his children with diverse gifts, serving Jesus in diverse ways for the various results that God has ordained. To him be the glory. The Daily Thread is a podcast from the Zephyr Hills Alliance Church. To learn more about the ministries of our church, find us on Facebook or at our website, zaccma.org.